Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money. So we've focused on so many important ideas, and I want to go back to one thing that we mentioned a few weeks ago and kind of elaborate on that, because we spoke about Lechovos HaLevavos, where he explained that the reason why we go to work has to be for something deeper, because we spend the majority of our days, for the majority of our lives, focused on Parnassa. It must be that we're actually trying to accomplish something during that time. It can't just be that, oh, okay, this is only one part of our lives, but the real key is the 1 hour per day that you get free. It cannot be. So Lechovos HaLevavos explains that the reason why we go to work is because every single second we are being tested. And are we going to be honest? Are we going to be using our time properly? Are we going to make sure that we are making a Kiddush Hashem, doing things in the right ways? So we have our nisyonos at work. And also, if someone has no work and they're just sitting at home doing nothing all day, that's Yoshev Batel. That's going to lead to many bad things. So we explained why it is that we have to go to work. So says the Lechovos HaLevavos, if someone's able to show that they don't need these tests in order to show their character, or they're always using their time properly to the point where this is no longer a challenge for them, then in theory, they should not need to work and they're not going to have any difficulties or any nisyonos when it comes to their parnasa. But if this is the case, we have a different issue which comes up, which is we so often see so many amazing tzaddikim and so many wonderful people who are struggling so mightily when it comes to parnassa. And on the flip side, we see so many people who are certainly not making the most of their time and certainly not passing the types of nisyonos that we've been referring to, and they're doing just fine. They're raking it in, doing amazing somehow. So how does this work? It's a very, very tough question. So it's something that I know I think about, and something that maybe we struggle with, where we think, okay, I'm not better than these tzaddikim who are struggling, and I'm not as bad as these rishaim, whatever we want to call them, are the not as good people who are somehow doing incredibly well and are incredibly successful. So what's going on? It doesn't seem to make any sense. It doesn't seem to fit at all. And it's important that we remember that this is not a new question. The tzaddik v'rara lo, rasha v'tov lo, this is not a new question. This is the question of the Nevi. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself actually asked this straight to God. Why is it that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people? But it's very important that we actually take a minute to fully understand what that question really means. We understand, we get the fact that we have this concept of Olam Haba, that we are here in this world to go and refine ourselves and perfect ourselves for the next world. So we can understand why someone might get punished in this world to go and save them for the next world. The difficult part is that it all seems to be a bit random, because there's some tzaddikim who do great, there's some tzaddikim who struggle, there's some rishayim who do great, and there's some rishayim who struggle. So it all seems to be a bit random, but we should know this is a very common question. It's a very real question. Now, we have to know, and before we even discuss this any further, we have to fully be able to internalize that only Hashem fully knows this answer. Says the Lechovos HaLevavos, every single tzaddik in every single situation is different. Everyone has a specific reason why they have what they have and why they are struggling with the struggles that they are struggling with. It's impossible for us to know the cheshbon of everyone, but what we do have to know is that Hashem has carefully orchestrated every single thing that comes up in our lives. There is no such thing as a coincidence. As our Myra Bayim like to say, well, he was always quoted from Rabbi Friedman, that there's only what's called a coincidence. Hashem dictates everything that's going to happen. And even though we don't have the answers, comes the Lechovos HaLevavos, and he tries to explain that even though Shlomo HaMelech explained that there's no way anyone can understand this except for Hashem, there's still some things that we can maybe use as discussion points. Again, understanding that we don't know the ultimate answer, but some things just to think about. So we know sometimes tzaddikim suffer, says the Lechovos HaLevavos, to make up for certain maybe tiny averos that they did, to refine them. We sometimes have tzaddikim suffering because they're taking on the yisurin of the community. When you have big tzaddikim and big community leaders, they are able to take the difficulties away from some people in the community. Also points out the Lechovos HaLevavos that often we think that what's suffering right now actually ends up being the best thing for us down the road. We might not recognize it at the time, something in our character, something in whatever else it may be. So often we see that what we think is best for us is not always what's best for us. Sometimes, says the Lechovos HaLevavos, there's a gzeira that's much worse for us, that if certain things wouldn't happen in a certain way, it would be much worse for us. And again, we just have to trust that Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. But I saw one idea, and I heard a Rafe Waxman It's just incredible. And one idea which I think drives this point home, which is that the Malachim were seeing what was happening to the Asar Harugei Malchus, Rabbi Akiva, and so many others who were so brutally beaten and destroyed. And they turned to Hashem and they said, Hashem, how could this possibly be happening? Zu Torah v'zu Schara, could it really be that they learned so much Torah and focused so much on your Torah, and this is the reward they're getting? It doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. And Hashem says back, Shtok, you have to stop talking about this, be quiet, or else I will have to turn the world back to tohu vavohu, to nothingness. I'll have to go back to the times before creation. Now this seems to be a very strange response from God. What exactly is he saying? So Rabbi Waxman quoted from Rav Shlomo Kluger, a fascinating approach, and something which certainly gets us thinking, which is, imagine a mashal. You imagine you have a king, because it's always a king. So you have a king who goes and gives threads to some sort of craftsman to go make a certain type of garment. And he's making this beautiful garment and things are going well. And he gave him very expensive thread and put a lot of money and a lot of value into the materials that he gave to this craftsman. And one advisor pulls the king to the side and he says, you should just know that the craftsman's not really making the best possible article of clothing that he can make. He's really stealing a lot of your materials and selling it for a profit on the side. He accuses him of this major thievery going on with all of these materials. So the king goes to this person, he goes to this the person who's making this garment, and he says, why would you steal from me? I know you're lucky. I know you have this nice garment, but why would you misappropriate all of these assets? Why would you mess with all that I gave you, and why would you steal from me? How could this possibly be happening? So the person says back to the king, and he says, I promise you I have not stolen anything. I didn't steal anything. And the only way that I can possibly prove to you that I did not steal anything is if we do an exact count of the amount of thread that you gave me. And the way to do that is I'd have to take apart the entire garment that I've been working for so long on. If you want me to take it apart thread by thread and show you how everything really fits in place and everything was being used in the proper way, then I could, but I'd have to destroy the entire thing. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this is what Hashem was saying to the Malachim. There is so much that goes into every single element of our lives. Everything from the time of creation until our day today, everything is going with such a cheshbon that we can't fully understand. If Hashem was to go and explain why certain things happen to certain people in certain ways, then he would have to take apart all the thread and start the world all over again. Hashem knows what he's doing. He has a plan. Now, of course, that does not mean to say that we could just not do our hishtadlus, not do anything, and then just let things happen to us and see what happens. Absolutely not. We have to put in our hishtadlus, do our best, but ultimately recognize that there is a greater party that is there that's going to determine the bottom line, and that is God. And again, this should be a calming type of thing. When we recognize that most of it's out of our hands, we do our best, we put our best foot forward, and we make sure to do the best that we possibly can. Recognizing that, yes, there are people greater than us who have struggled, and there are people worse than us who are more successful, but that has nothing to do with me because it's a totally different cheshbon. It has nothing to do with me. We all need to do the best that we possibly can to pass these nisyonos, to do the best that we can to pass these tests, to make the most of our time, to make the most of our energy, and to make sure we are being the best people that we can possibly be. A lot more to discuss, but we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Stay strong. Big week ahead of Mirtz Hashem. Everyone should do great things.